You're listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are chatting all things accounting and finance in DCU, and I'm joined by DCU Student Ambassador and Accounting and Finance Student Rory Keenan. How are you, Rory?
Yeah, I'm all good. Happy to be here.
Good stuff. So you're going to take us through all about accounting and finance.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Don't miss anything. Yeah, I'm excited to get the word out there. Yeah.
So you're a second year at the moment.
Yeah.
So let's go back to even before first year. DCU, why did you choose it?
So I was definitely looking around at all the different options with accounting and finance, and the main thing that really for DCU was, it's a great lifestyle, it's a really nice university. On top of that, it is the best accounting and finance course in the country, so that really was the edge for me. Like, that made it my main goal coming out of sixth year.
No brainer then after that. So were you always interested in accounting and finance?
Yeah, it was really from fifth year. Like, I have parents in accounting, they were all kind of, I don't want to say push me into it, but they definitely said look into
you
it.
And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, the more I got into it, I got into accounting, and I had a very good accounting teacher in secondary school, which definitely helped. And yeah, kind of built from there, really got into it, and here I am now. Yeah.
And here you are now in second year. So let's go back to first year. Talk us through exactly what it is that a first year accounting and finance student would be in for.
So it is very general now. I know people do come in, they're expecting it to be straight into the hard numbers, everything like that. So it definitely is. It does take a step back. I notice a lot of things in no matter what college course, it does go very general first year. So you do get a good wide range of skills. So you're doing economics, IT, obviously the bit of accounting, a little bit of law. So it is a little bit of everything. But from there, it really does get more streamlined. It's kind of like a triangle, if you imagine a wide base. But as you're going through the years, it gets more and more to the point. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think the first year would give you a good kind of ground basis to kind of go through then and progress through to second and third year.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big thing is people would say to me, I haven't done accounting before, I can't do the course. And that's a really big misunderstanding, is that you don't need accounting prior. Now, obviously, if you've done accounting before, you understand the terminology a little bit. It's going to give you a slight edge, but they will start from scratch. They do start as if you've never done anything in anything before. So you aren't behind in any sense. Like, all you need to do is just catch up on terminology. And by the time second year hits, if you put in the work, you'll be with everyone else.
Now, talking about what you need to kind of come into this course, like, do you need a business background? Do you have to have done business or economics or accounting as a Leaving Cert subject?
No, absolutely not. So the only requirement for the course is the H6 or O4 in maths. So I would recommend, though, if you are really struggling with maths, there is a little bit of maths in the course. So if you are struggling with maths, it might be good to maybe give maths a bit more thought through your Leaving Cert, because I would say for no matter what college course you're in, you want to make sure you're doing something you enjoy. And if you don't like maths in secondary school, it isn't going to change your college. You may still find maths hard. So it is definitely good to bear in mind that if you're struggling with maths, accounting and finance does have the bit of maths in it. So just to bear that in mind.
One thing that's really unique about DCU on the topic of maths is the Maths Learning Centre as well.
Yeah, so I use that quite a bit, actually, the Maths Learning Centre. It's a really good facility to have in DCU. It does really help, to be honest, because I was coming in, I was doing a module in financial mathematics, and it is like a step up from, I know Leaving Cert has a financial maths, but it is a step up. And to be honest, I found it really difficult. They talked me through it. They went through the questions with me and they kind of built me back up onto it. So I was well able to get my good grade and I was able to get my pass to continue on. So really good facility to have there, and they really do help you. Like, there's no shame in going to it at all, because I know some people are afraid to, like, yeah, I said,
exactly.
Yeah.
And especially when maths is emphasised a lot in this course, you know, that you do need, sometimes you need the extra help and stuff. So it's nice to know that they're kind of there to support that in any way that they can. So you're second year at the moment. So what is your week looking like?
It's very busy now in first year, but going into second year, you're getting into more specifics, like I said. It kind of does narrow down slightly, but I'm in 5 days a week, but there is 2 half days inside of that, so it could be 4 days that would be full days, but having it spread out across the five is really nice. So,
okay. Yeah. So talk me through some of the modules that you're studying.
So this year I have 2 main accounting modules. I've got financial accounting, management accounting. Like, they're going to be recurring throughout the 3 years, of course. They're the main basis of accounting. As well as that, I've got corporate finance. That goes over investment strategy, so I'll be definitely kicking into the finance side. And what kind of pairs would that be? Quantitative. So once again, the maths coming back into it again, that'd be kind of, to link it to something, it'd be probability if Leaving Cert, like if you're comparing it to something there. So that'd be with that. So 2 of those kind of link into finance. And then as well as that, bit of IT. I know next semester I do the bit of law as well. So it's, once again, it's kind of varied, but it is getting more and more specific as you're going through.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing here as well, there's a language option with this course.
Yeah, so there is the option to do German, French or Spanish. The alternative to that is, now I know a lot of people say to me, I don't do a language. I didn't do the language. I chose, I think it's in first year, psychology and communications, 1 each semester. But if you're good with the language, I know a few people who get on great with their language, and it is such a useful asset to have. So if you fancy yourself in the language, definitely go for it. But if you don't have language, it's no problem. There is an alternative there for you.
So then having a look at your third and final year, obviously you're taking that step up and maybe you're studying things at a more advanced level.
Yeah, definitely. So this is when you're getting into the specifics of what branch of accounting are you going into? Is it going to be auditing, tax? Do you want to go more down the finance road? So I will say it is very good for kind of crafting you that you'll be in a position to know what you want. It's not that you're being pushed into something. And as well as that, because you have such a wide range of skills, wide range of knowledge from other modules, that if you pick tax in your final year, you don't really like it, you could absolutely back out. You can look going into audit. You're not just stuck and pigeonholed in the one thing.
And that kind of applies then when you're obviously looking forward to exactly what you're going to do and what your career is. There's loads of different things that you can go into. It's not just accounting and it's not just finance.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at major CEOs of a lot of companies, they do have backgrounds in accounting and finance, different things like that. The main reason being is a huge part of accounting finance is you're looking at how companies make money, but also how they stop losing money, which is a huge thing for companies,
very
obviously.
Very important, yeah.
Of course.
So one of the things that might strike some people is that this is only a 3-year course instead of maybe 4 years. Why is that?
Yeah, so it is 3 years, and that can throw some people. They get afraid that they don't have their year of intro, which is the year of work experience in third year. So basically with accounting finance, the sort of standard swap it has almost is you do 2 years, and then in the summer of your second year, so after you finished up second year, a lot of the big four, so the big four are PwC, Deloitte, KPMG and EY. They're four of the biggest accounting firms in the world, and they all have bases in Dublin. A lot of them will come into DCU Accounting and Finance. It is external to DCU, I will have that sort of side note there, but it is there for accounting and finance students. They offer summer internships, so you can get up to a 12-week internship over the summer, getting exactly what you get out of intra. Just a little bit more condensed, though. It's a little bit like condensed into that summer.
Is a lot of emphasis put on kind of going out and doing what it is that you want to do, you know, things outside the lecture hall?
Yeah, it's such a practical skill and such a practical subject that the more chance you get to go out and use it, the better. So I would say DCU is very good for providing you the opportunities and getting you to the company so you can practice your skills. And the big tip for regardless the college course, especially in accounting and finance, you're not learning how to be good for your test or pass your test. You're learning how to be good at your job. And any chance you get to practice doing that is a really good skill and really good opportunity. So definitely put yourself in the position to take those opportunities.
So talking assessment then, talk me through some of, you know, the exams and the assignments that are expected of accounting and finance students.
So there is the blend of CA, which is continuous assessment, and the final exam. So the general layout will kind of be about 3 continuous assessment exams. These are usually your optional modules or things outside of your core modules. Your core modules will be probably just the accounting. That's the main focus of the course, obviously. So it's going to be the sort of the blend. So you do have a spread out workload, which means it isn't all just piling up at the end of the year. And as well as that, you are given the tutorials. You are given like the proper prep for the exam. So it's well laid out in that regard that you're not ever under pressure for exams.
And what's been your favourite thing about the course so far?
It's hard to say not the accounting because I love accounting, but if I had to pick one thing, it'd probably be economics was nice. I never did economics before, so it was good to get like an idea of what that was because it is kind of such a broad thing that it was nice to actually get like kind of this is what economics is, and then obviously that gets furthered into how do you link that with finance and investment strategy. So that was definitely really cool to learn about the course.
And you're mentioning about the big four as well, so obviously this course and DCU as a whole is very reputable among those companies.
Yeah, they're huge. DCU, its business school is in the top 5%, and it's for a reason. They have the links to these companies, and I noticed that they come to DCU Accounting and Finance very quick because you are gaining skills in exactly what they're looking for. So it is very beneficial to have that kind of, that they come to you. You're not going out sending your CV to hundreds of companies looking for a job. It's kind of nice to have the companies come to you. And as well as that, they do sponsor masters inside DCU. So I'm sure we'll move on to getting onto the exemptions if you want to become a chartered accountant. But getting a master's is a huge, huge part of that. So the fact that you have companies that are coming in and they're willing to sponsor your master's, for example, it's absolutely huge. And then, of course, the promise of a job at the end of that to get through your final set of exams, it's a huge benefit to have.
And that's an AACSB accreditation that ranks it in the top 5% of business schools worldwide. You mentioned about the exemptions.
Yeah, so this tends to be the real confusion point for people when they're looking at the course, because you see there's a side of it on the prospectus. It gets very confusing. It's a lot of difficult terms. So basically, there's if you want to become a chartered accountant in Ireland, you have to sit 3 sets of exams. You have your CAP 1, CAP 2 and your FAEs. The DCU Accounting and Finance gives you a Cap 1 exemption, meaning that's one less set of exams you have to sit if you want to become an accountant. Like I said there with the Masters, your Masters gives you a Cap 2 exemption, meaning that you don't actually have to sit your Cap 2 exams if you do the Masters. Now, I will say the good trade-off is a Masters is a big responsibility. It's a lot of work. But if you don't want to do the Masters, you want to just go straight into practice, there's the opportunity for that. The Big Four are very good for giving time off, helping out, accommodating for that. So you're able to sit your exams while working, but at the same time, you're getting time off. It's not like you're working till late, heading home and then going through studying. You get plenty of time off. You're able to balance. And the same thing continues on for the FEs then.
And is there a lot of opportunities within DCU to get involved in maybe the companies that you want to work for afterwards?
Yeah, DCU is the quickest, regardless of outside of accounting and finance, but in particular for accounting and finance. It does streamline you towards these companies and puts you in a great position that if you ever want to go and work, I know I've mentioned the Big Four a lot there, but it isn't exclusively with them. It's whatever company you really want to work for, DCU will get you there.
Great. Sounds good. And if you have any more questions about studying accounting and finance here in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Rory, thank you so much for coming in today.
Grand, thank you for having me.